Yesterday, scenes of chaos from the U.S. Capitol gripped the nation and the world. Elected officials from both parties are grappling with what comes next. But in talking with our friends and coworkers and family, we wanted to know, how are you doing? What are you feeling and thinking? And many of you shared your thoughts with VPR, and here are some of those voices.
So the question is, how am I processing the pro-Trump extremists' invasion of the Capitol building yesterday? And, you know, the truth is, I don't really know. I don't know if I'm processing yet. My name is Dawn Holtz. I live in Barnet, Vermont. You know, some of the first thoughts that are coming to my mind are how we are still, in 2021, incredibly unable to disagree with one another in a healthy, constructive way.
I watched the news unfolding, and as people were storming into the Capitol, I think it really hit me the magnitude of it. My name is Davis McGraw, and I live in Windsor, Vermont. In the moments where I was seeing the images of people in the U.S. Capitol, seeing representatives being evacuated, and then, you know, just like seeing a guy in some sort of Buffalo fascist cosplay on the dais, like, It seemed very surreal.
Ellie from South Hero, Vermont. It feels like I'm in a fever dream of chaos. The commander-in-chief of the United States incited an insurrection and lit the match for violence at the Capitol. Our elected officials must deploy the safeguards afforded to us by the Constitution with the utmost urgency.
Upon watching what occurred yesterday in the nation's capital, it occurs to me that President Trump is no longer fit for office and should be removed using the 25th Amendment as soon as possible for the health and well-being of our nation. My name is Eric. I live in Addison County, Vermont.
This message is directed directly at our representatives in the United States Congress. Leahy, Sanders, Welch, get back to Washington. Demand that there are impeachment proceedings. If you let this slide just because there's only 2 weeks left in Trump's term, you have done an unmeasurable disservice to your oath, to the Constitution, and to your constituents, and to the American people. Get back to Washington and do your jobs, and do it today.
My name is Jennifer Moore. I live in Burlington, Vermont.
I was incredibly dismayed by the insurrection on the Capitol yesterday. But the one thing that I found as a bright spot out of the whole thing was you could turn on the three major news networks, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And if you didn't know the names of the presenters on the different platforms, you really couldn't tell which one. I didn't think there was as much of a partisan lens yesterday. My name is Dan Brown, and I'm in Burlington, Vermont. Everyone was pretty unified in condemning the actions, and that is one thing that I found particularly heartening to take away from yesterday.
Those were the voices of Vermonters reflecting on the insurrection by pro-Trump extremists, which occurred yesterday at the U.S. Capitol. That piece was produced with help from Angela Evansy, Elodie Reed, and Brittany Patterson.